joining us now on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline is Athletic Director of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Jeff Long. Jeff, it's Arkansas and Ole Miss tomorrow, 9:30 in the morning.
Well, that's great. Hey, Trey and Matt and Joe, it's great to be on with you. And Trey, I am very jealous. I wish my responsibilities would allow me to get down there to Hoover. I love baseball and miss being down there. But I hope you had a good day and look excited to play Ole Miss tomorrow.
Yeah, we just had Chuck Dunlap with the SEC on, and he asked about you. He said, well, when is Jeff coming down? And I said, well, I talked to him Sunday, and he thinks maybe Thursday. And he said, yeah, that's –
Hello, Jeff Long's still here, but okay, I'm lost contact.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with Trey. I guess we'll try to – do you hear him, Joe? I don't hear Trey.
I'll make sure he's still
okay,
there.
Okay. Well, Jeff, I guess I'll take over and –
take the ball and run with it.
There we go.
there we're back.
Oh, okay. Trey's there now.
Did y'all get hit by lightning or something
well,
back
you,
there?
Well, you cut out for about 30 seconds. I didn't know you – know what happened.
Okay. Well, Jeff, I was saying that Chuck was asking about you down here and just wondering when you might be able to get down here.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping to maybe Thursday. You know, we've got the women's golf championships going on over there in Athens, too, so I'm juggling that. And so, gosh, I love baseball, and I'd love to get down there, but I'm not sure when I'll get down there.
Jeff, a lot of exciting things going on right now with the University of Arkansas. You've got the men's and women's and national championships of golf, the softball team just played for the chance to go to a super regional and lost, but they were back there for the second time in a row, and now the baseball team's looking at potentially hosting a regional and trying to get back to the College World Series.
Yeah, and throw in there our men's and women's track team going to the regional this week and eventually to the national championship in about 2.5 weeks. So we still, even though the academic year is over, we still got a lot of sports activity going. It's a great time of year.
Yeah, and Coach, or Jeff, I was going to ask you about the Arkansas track team just how we lose a legend in the track coach, and then they're still able to have success. And I know that it's limited scholarships as well. Just talk about that track team. And I think it has to do a lot with how awesome our facilities up there. When you look at the baseball, track, basketball, football, some of the best facilities in the country.
Yeah, no question. First of all, Chris Bucknum has been an outstanding coach. I mean, I've said it many times, but, you know, there were few coaches interested in following truly a legend and probably one of the – I say he's the greatest coach of all time in intercollegiate athletics in the NCAA with what he did. There's no question in my mind with John McDonald. But for Coach Buckhoon to take over and done what he's done in the last 5 years has been incredible. You know, we lose sight of it, but he's won 8 consecutive SEC cross-country and track championships. He just won his second triple crown in the SEC. And while he's only won one national championship, many schools would be excited as heck to get that. Of course, you know, it goes up against Coach McDonald's 40. So, but Chris Bucknum is doing an incredible job. Lance Harder, who our women's coach, has had our team perennially in the top 10, 15, top 5, and has done a terrific job there too. And, you know, the key to it, as many as you guys know, there's not just one thing. Facilities are important, but, you know, the coaches are important, the university you're recruiting to, and all those things go into it. And I think we've got some really good things going on here in Fayetteville, and the future is very bright.
Jeff, talk about the facilities. And we talked Sunday out at Chennault when you were in town for Brett speaking to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame gathering there. The fact that this new SEC contract, I would have to think that some facilities that you would like to see come to fruition are about to be able to happen. And I think about last Saturday and this past weekend when if I were a basketball player and I wanted to go practice at Bud Walton Arena, I wouldn't have been able to get in there.
Well, that's exactly right, Trey. And you mentioned that to me. And again, I've only had one thing I've been frustrated with here in Arkansas, and that is the general fan base understanding, appreciating that the basketball practice facility is not a luxury item; it's a necessity. And we are behind everybody there. We're going to catch up in a big way. And you're right about the SEC revenues to some extent. I mean, we won't see those till the end of the 14-15. Fiscal year. So we've got a couple years that we need to do this thing on our own. And, you know what, I don't want to wait till then to get a couple of these projects done. Basketball practice facility is critical. We're out fundraising for it now, and I hope to make that a reality in a short period of time.
Yeah, and Chuck, I wanted to – or Jeff, I mean, I wanted to ask you about the social media, and I think I've asked you this before. Just what, how that's affected the game as far as recruiting the players, and how it's you're able to stay in constant contact with players. Do you see anything happening as far as recruiting regulations with, you know, Twitter, text message, Facebook, and all that?
Oh, I only see it lessening because the fact is, it's the way young people communicate. And, you know, I don't think we can legislate it away just because it wasn't something even you, Matt, grew up with is a reason to shun it. It's here. I've got a 13-year-old. I've got an 18-year-old. I mean, whether I like it or not, they're on it all the time. And it's how kids communicate. So to me, our coaches are already using it within the NCAA rules. I mean, I was with the coaches when I went down there for the Hall of Fame thing, and they're checking Twitter to see what recruits are saying and all that. So it's here, it's alive, it's not going away. It'll only evolve, and who knows what it's going to evolve into.
Yeah, and Jeff, how do you have people that, like when like you just said, that the coaches were checking all the time, when players get on campus, do y'all have meetings to help these kids realize that just because you think it, you probably doesn't mean you should tweet it out and put it out for everybody to see?
Absolutely. We have a what we call the Hogs in Transition program that starts in the summer now, and one of the big things we talk about is social media and Twitter and how, you know, they're a representative of our of not only our athletic department, university, but the state of Arkansas. And then we don't stop there. We continue that through our student-athlete development program, through our individual coaches' meetings and team meetings, and we keep reinforcing that with the young people throughout their career because you get so comfortable with it, and it's almost you know, you get so comfortable with it, you think you can share anything on it, and you know there are things that you don't want to share on those social media that you need to keep to a private text or something like that. But yeah, that's one of the pieces that, guys, we do behind the scenes is educating our student athletes, you know, not on the field of play, not in the classroom, but educating them on life and character development and all those things we focus on too.
Jeff, what are some of the things that you think will come up down in Destin next week at the SEC spring meeting, some of the legislation that you would like to see passed or something that you've talked to Coach Bielema or Coach Anderson or Coach Collin about, something that they would like to see passed?
Well, in general, there's a couple of things in our SEC that we'd like to, without getting into specifics because they can get detailed, but, you know, we want to look at some of the rules that are in place in the SEC that are more stringent than the NCAA. We have some recruiting rules regarding camps and travel and speaking that are more restrictive than the NCAA. And from our perspective, it's to Arkansas's advantage to go by the same rule that the NCAA has in place. So we're going to work on those. I understand historically why the conference put some of these in, but I think it's a new day, it's a new age, and we need to continue to evolve. And I think a few of those rules need to go away and just stand with the NCAA. So we're fortunate this is not a year where there's an embargo right now on NCAA legislation, so we don't have a bunch of NCAA legislation to consider. This year it's only SEC legislation that we're working with.
And I guess when you first go in there, it'll be kind of different, not seeing Athletic Director Moore from Alabama.
Yeah, you know, Mal is what a great person he was, and I mentioned it when he passed. You know, I couldn't have been more pleased with the way he welcomed me in. I mean, he's obviously, you know, an icon in this conference from being a coach and then being an AD, and you know, I'm the new guy on the block, and he couldn't have been more welcoming to me. And so I've always appreciated that, and yeah, we will miss Mal Moore. And then Bill Battle will fill his seat, and you know, I have a connection with Bill going back to my father was a big Tennessee fan back in the day and helped back in those days you were allowed to help recruiting. My dad used to help Bill Battle recruit at Tennessee, so I've got a little bit of that connection with Bill.
Yeah, and Jeff, getting back to kind of the social media and the younger generation, are there ways, are y'all looking at ways, we had, it was Chuck on, right? Yeah, Chuck Dunlap talking about stadiums having Wi-Fi and being able to bring your tablet into the game. How are y'all looking at ways for the fans when they are at the game to be able to interact and, you know, check stats and just interact with the, you know, the game going on if they do bring a you know, a smartphone or a tablet in?
It's a great question because, you know, now that the SEC network is in place, we've put our television agreement in place for a long period of time. Now the next challenge for athletic directors is continuing to bring people to our stadiums, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, other sports, but really football, basketball, and baseball. We need to continue to look for ways to create a fan experience that our fans will get up off the couch where they can watch several games at once or flip back and forth or several games in a row, enjoy their favorite beverage. So we got to find ways to continue to draw that fan base into the stadiums. We got to create a unique experience, something they can't get sitting on that couch. And Wi-Fi is a big piece of it, whether it's they're watching games in the seat on an iPad or whether we're delivering special content of our own game through Wi-Fi onto an iPad, maybe some replays they can't get, some camera angles they can't get, things like that. So we've got to be real creative on that, and we're working on that right now with our own department, coming up with ways and whatever. The key, though, he mentioned the Wi-Fi. Nobody, including the NFL, has figured out a system yet that does that at a level that we would all be comfortable with. There's still glitches and problems, and, you know, there's such a high concentration of users in a very, very small area. That's what we're struggling to overcome. We've got another group coming in, I think, the week after next.
Jeff, we're up against it.
Sorry.